Hey everybody, this is episode 2 of the Singer-Songwriter Survival Guide. If you're new, which you probably are, my name is Alex Villanueva. I'm a singer-songwriter from Rhode Island, and this is my little podcast, so welcome and buckle up and enjoy the ride. Today we are talking about how to be a great songwriter. So, really quick, just a plug, I have a music blog where I'm getting to the point where I discuss these kind of things regularly, and my goal, eventually, somewhere down the line, will be to merge the podcast and my blog, not all the time, but at least once a week, have one article that's based on my podcast and vice versa. As traffic increases on my podcast and increases on my blog. Either way, if you want to go check that out, my website is www.stickandmovemusic.wordpress.com. So head on over there, you know, follow me, share my articles, read, be interested, whatever you may do. Send me opinions, send me good music that I should check out and review, you know, whatever the case may be. So go head on over and tell me what you think. So, here we are. The subject of the day, just in case you forgot already, how to be a great songwriter. So, first of all, there's actually not an answer to this question. I don't know how to tell you to be a great songwriter. It's something that everybody has to tackle differently. That's the beauty of art, in my opinion, of songwriting. Whatever it is that you do that is an art, you have to do in your own way. Nobody can tell you how to do it. But I can at least try to explain a few things that put me where I'm at with my songwriting. So, just a background with my songwriting. I am a member and a mentor of a singer-songwriter workshop for all ages in Rhode Island called Rising. We have a great selection of extremely talented individuals who all come together for these workshops and these events and these showcases and put on shows together. We help each other network. We help each other with you know, we bounce song ideas off of each other. It's just a huge base of support. So, you know, once they came into my life, it really kicked my songwriting and my, you know, my musical career, I guess, or what exists of one, into overdrive. So I have them to thank for that. I've written quite a few songs now. I'm 23. I started writing songs around 14. I started writing raps in notebooks, and then it became, somewhere along the line, it became folk music. We'll get into that on another day, but I've written quite a few songs in my day, and with that preface, my next point is songwriting, and I mean great songwriting, comes from a place of pain. Really great, just terrible pain. And not always, but I'm talking about, like, the real good stuff, like the heavy shit. And I think that it's important, as a songwriter, whatever you write, you know, you could write happy songs too. It doesn't have to be sad, painful shit. I'm just talking about, like, the really heavy stuff. But even if you're writing happy stuff, whatever, you're a happy-go-lucky type of person, you're a hippie, I don't care. You know what? The key is to give it 100%. And I'm not sure that everybody knows what 100% means, because I've heard a lot of people say that they give songwriting 100%. But when I hear their songs, there's just something lacking. When I see, you know, how their process works, there's just something that's a little forced about it. And songwriting as a whole is something that you can't really force. I have tried to explain my creative method to multiple people to no avail, because there's no way to explain what brings it on, or, you know, where I get my inspiration from, because it varies so widely that by the time I give you an answer, the entire answer has changed, you know. And I see songwriters who just hastily throw songs together and run to perform them just so they can get a rise, you know, out of the crowd. You know, they got a couple of good lines in there, but most of it is chicken scratch and, you know, doesn't really have any deep substance and just kind of sounds a bit juvenile. And I'm not judging, even though that sounds pretty judgmental, but the thing is, the reason why, and I feel like I have a right to believe this as a songwriter, the reason why it kind of gets on my nerves is because I feel like songwriting is something that should be, it doesn't, everybody can do it differently, but everybody needs to take great care of it. And I know people who make very simplistic, blunt songs, but they do it 100%. It has nothing to do with the content. When I say 100%, I'm not talking about crazy metaphors or these deep, thematic, whatever. You know, like, I'm talking about the nitty-gritty, like, show me emotion, show me the love, show me the hate, show me the anger, show me the tears, give me goosebumps. Like, that's the kind of stuff that I live for in the music world. And that's what I feel is missing from a lot of people's music. And there are a lot of people who do it 100%. And you know what? You can tell. Because another mark of a great songwriter is somebody who clearly, very, very clearly has their own lane, has their own area. They sound like themselves. You know, there's nothing else that drives me crazier than going to listen to a band or a person who is just clearly trying to sound like somebody else. And you know what? It's because I've been there. Like, I'm not, like, getting on my high horse about shit. What I'm trying to do here is point out mistakes that even I've made. So maybe if somebody, if an aspiring songwriter or whatever is listening to this podcast, you know, they can, you know, get over that hump a little quicker than I did. Because when I first started with folk music, I definitely tried to sound like Joe Pug. I definitely tried to sound like the tallest man on earth. I definitely tried to sound like Gregory Alan Isakov. Whatever. It's natural. When you're not comfortable exactly doing what you're doing yet, you tend to mimic the sounds of others so you can get a feel. That's natural. But what I'm saying is that you have to work on it. You have to continue, and you have to find your own sound, because when you find your own sound, I guess the only way I can explain it is in my experience. When I found my own sound, I knew, because I gave myself goosebumps. Like, I gave myself a lump in my throat. I made the hairs stand up on the back of my own neck. And when I got hit with that reaction, it was such a high. It was just this enormous buzz. And the reason why I'm so passionate about this shit is because I want everybody to experience that. I want everybody to be able to dump everything into a song to the point where they get themselves to the verge of tears. Or even they make an audience member cry and whatever. Like, you know, whatever is your goal, I want you to get there. And, you know, I'm just talking from my experience. Like, I'm not speaking on some objective expertise. I don't have a degree in songwriting or anything like that. I just know what I know, and I've been through what I've been through. And I feel like I can pass a lot along to somebody who is, you know, trying to find their own identity in this game. Because God, do I know how hard it is to find your identity when you're just starting out, especially, or when you're young, when you don't have a lot of life experience, you know, whatever. There's a multitude of reasons. But
The reason why I'm so like about it is because I want you to understand that when you don't give your 100% into a song, people notice, or rather, people don't notice you. Like, you have to do this to stand out. You have to do this to show that you're, you know, worth, I don't know, you're worth it. I don't want to say you're worth it, but, you know, out of lack of better terms. But you're always worth it if you want to make music, as long as you're making music from the heart. But that's where I'm going with this. Making music 100% is making music with your heart. You gotta rip your heart right out of your chest, put it on your sleeve, put it on display, put it on the table. Show everybody. Because people just, people have such an awesome reaction to when you just put it all on the table, man. You show them everything. You make them uncomfortable. At first, it's a little weird because you're like, oh man, I'm gonna go on stage and I'm gonna talk about this and it's gonna be... No, but every time you have that thought, do that fucking song. Because let me tell you, every time you do the fucking song, those are the things, those are the songs, those are the phrases, words, lyrics, whatever, that give people the chills, that make people cry, because people can relate to that shit. That shit that nobody wants to talk about, that no, it's not dinner table conversation, it's like 2 a.m. in your bedroom conversation. That shit that you talk about at 2 a.m. in your bedroom is the stuff that you need to talk about in your music. The stuff that you think about late at night, the worst, like that you need to bring your audience into your dark places. Or even, you know, it doesn't have to be dark and terrible. Like, when I say dark places, I also mean like just general, like, you know, the recesses of your mind, the you know, where people don't go, even the good parts. You know, be vulnerable. You that's something that you just have to let go of as a musician. You need to let go of trying to preserve your dignity via, you know, you need to stop trying to preserve dignity, period. But I mean, you know, especially via, you know, your life experience, because that is the fucking moneymaker. That is the key to all of this. You need to just put everything on the table, and there's no way for me to explain to you how to do that. Everybody does that in their own way. I'm not saying you have to write these crazy metaphors and come up with these, you know, super poetic, like, you know, what? No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Just give it 100%. Give it your all. And be different. And people hear the words be different and they think that they have to make a whole business plan around being different and planning an image. No, no, no. When I say be different, I mean separate yourself from even your idols and, you know, kind of just assess, like, why am I doing this music? What am I getting out of it? What voice do I want to portray? You know, my voice when I first started was one of, like, you know, kind of a little bit of a confusion, a little bit of searching. And what I mean by voice is, like, how my lyrics came across, how I delivered things. I was clearly confused and a little scrambled and a little... But, you know, as I started giving my music, like, my full... I mean, I never really... I'm not saying it to brag, I'm just saying it because, like, I just... Songwriting has always been a super big passion ever since 14. Like, so I've always kind of tried to give it 100% in the best way I could, even when I was sounding like other people every once in a while, like, you know, here and there, especially when I was starting out in the genre. You know, I just, how do I put this? Scratch that. The point that I'm trying to get here it's very simple, all right? You just need to find that piece of the music that makes you, you. You need to just make the English language your bitch. Does that make sense? Do I make sense when I say that? Like, I don't mean use these complicated, like, words. You don't have to break out Webster's dictionary. But, like, you know, you take, and this is in my article, but, you know, I'm gonna just use this as an example because it's a really good one for what I'm trying to explain. You have to zoom in. Not only do you have to put everything on the table, you have to put a fucking magnifying glass on it so people can understand. All right? So, like, you take the feeling of sadness. Oh, I am sad. Okay? Boom. Zoom in. All right? I have a hole in my chest that nothing can fill. Like, that's already good. Okay? You can even choose to zoom in even further. And, like, oh, the black hole that is my heart destroys everything that it touches. You know, wow, that's fucking okay. That's deep. Like, see, like, the deeper you go, the further down you dig is where you get to this, like, good. And it, I didn't really say anything crazy complicated, did I? No, right? It's because I didn't need to. It's not about bells and whistles and embellishing shit. It's about just breaking it down. Because when you break down things to the atomic level, that's when you get to the good stuff. Because that's the part, like, a few levels down, like 3-4 levels down on that little scale that I just painted for you, that's where everybody resonates. That's where everybody feels it. That's where everybody's been, you know? And they've been there in their own way, but you put it, you illustrate it in such a way that everybody gets it. It's like a painting, right? Like a Van Gogh, or a Monet, or a Picasso. Where the painting is one thing. You can acknowledge that the painting isn't going to change. You know, it's an impressionist painting, blah, blah, blah. It's, you know, Picasso's Blue Period, whatever the fuck. But people look at that, and for 100,000 people who look at that fucking picture, there are 100,000 interpretations. Same general idea, but 100,000 interpretations. Why? Because it's just so, the picture is so broad and so just, everybody's been there. Everybody's been that hunched over man with a guitar in their hand, figuratively speaking, you know, surrounded by blue. You know, when you it's not embellishing, it's the opposite. It's stripping down. And when you strip down, I think that you can't help but get to the true nature of just exactly, you know, how humanity is put together, how all of our universal consciousness works together, how we're all on our own journeys, we're all our own roots, but we all come back to being the same tree. Like, that's all part of the human experience, and songwriting is a piece of that. So again, just going back to why I'm so passionate about this, because it's all a piece of the human experience, and I want people to experience it. I don't want people, you know, to just be songwriting for money, or to just be songwriting so, you know, they can get the status with their friends that they're cool, whatever. Like, this is like a full-time fucking gig if you want it to be. Like, I know, like, I can't say it's been consistent, but at my, like, peak, like, I was easily playing guitar and writing, you know, 6, 7, 8 plus hours a day, like it was nothing. Like, especially before I broke my hand, I was playing even more. And this is the thing, like, that's another thing. Songwriting is not this fucking gift that God hand delivers down from the heavens and goes, here, now you can make beautiful lyrics that just woo everybody who listens to them, and you just have the gift of the mouth and you can just do it. Like, that doesn't fucking happen. Nobody is just given the gift of songwriting. You know, that's another episode that I'm planning to do, then that's another article that I'm planning to write. But, like, again, with the whole, with the diamonds in the coal, nobody sees the coal, they only see the diamonds. Like, the same goes with songwriting. You want to be a good songwriter. You want to be 100%. You want to be 100%. You also have to be 100% invested. And that means spending a lot of time writing. Because you can't just talk about, you know, the black hole in your chest that destroys everything it touches off rip when you aren't used to descriptive writing. You know what I do? I do expressive writing. And it's something that's taught in therapy, actually. And it's really helpful. And this is how I start most of my music, right? So, expressive writing is the idea when you're faced with a situation, right? You get out a piece of paper, and you have a conflict that you have to deal with in life, whatever. And you take this conflict and you just write. And you write like the worst possible thing that could happen with this conflict. You write about everything that could go wrong. You write about everything that you're scared of, all of your feelings, and you just write it out. And the point is to get it out, to get it on paper, so you make it external. So you take it out of you, you don't bottle it up. And on top of that, you know, thinking about how you're going to approach a situation fires the same receptors that fire when you're in the situation. So it's kind of almost like an exposure therapy kind of thing. My point is that songwriting for me is almost exactly the same. It's like it's interchangeable. It's just backwards. Instead of writing about situations that will happen, and sometimes I can't write about situations that will happen, but most of the time it's expressive writing about situations that already have happened. What was that thing? What was the worst part about the entire experience? What were my worst fears? What did I hate most? What kept me up at night? And then I take those things and I zoom in, and then, you know, I zoom in again, and I zoom in again, and I try to get it just right. So, like, when anybody looks at this image, they can all relate. They can all relate to the black hole in the chest. They can all relate to the, you know, the cigarettes on a rainy day. They can all relate. You take these stills, these pictures in your mind, just like Picasso paintings, and you keep them very, very specific, but just vague enough so everybody relates to it. It's like a meme. Like, you ever seen a really fucking specific meme and everybody's liking and sharing and tagging it and going, holy shit, I thought I was the only one who thought like that. That's like fucking songwriting right there. Is that all those things that you think are really fucking specific to you, all those feelings that you go through or that you don't want to talk to people about because you think it's weird, 99% certain, if you put that down on paper and then, you know, went out and said it to people, you know, and admitted it to people, they'd be like, oh shit, I thought that too. I thought I was the only one. And that is the same vein where the gold lies. You just have to keep following it, dig a little deeper, because imagine giving somebody that same feeling in a song, where you finish a song and somebody listens to that song and goes, fuck, like, I thought I was the only one who felt that way. And you know what? Somebody in the audience reacts, you make somebody cry, somebody comes up to you after the show, congratulates you, whatever the case, and you have that same reaction. Oh, I thought I was the only one who felt that way. And you get all these people coming up to you, people you didn't expect, people that you wouldn't imagine have these same problems that you do, because no way, you're alone in this universe, and there are 7 billion people on planet Earth, and this Earth is 4.5 billion years old, and there's no way that everybody has a shared experience, but they all do. They all do, because we share this consciousness, we share this magic called life, and whether we know it or not, we feed off of each other and into each other, and we guide each other, and we push and we pull, and we keep each other going, and we trade energy with each other, and we all go through the same shit. And that's the bottom line to this whole songwriting thing, is that you want to touch that piece of your soul, that piece of your soul that gives you that so specific, nobody else could be going through this feeling. And take a chance, open yourself up, be vulnerable, put it out there, and watch it. Just watch. I'm willing to put money down. Just watch. And the numbers start piling up. And it's not about numbers piling up, really, because it's quality over quantity. But even if 10, 15, 20 people turn around and say, fuck, that song hit home. You know what? Even if one or two people turned around and said, fuck, dude, everything in your song, man, it just hit home. Like, you go to bed, like, you go home, aren't you fucking amped? Wouldn't you be amped? Like, oh my god, I feel like, you might as well ask me for my autograph. Like, I feel so great. Like, it just is an ego boost, and it's just nice to hear, and it's just like, you know, wow, Alex was right, right? So it's, you know, so, but my point is exactly that. shared human connection, and that's important. So, you know, do your thing. Change up. Find a lane that you're comfortable in. Don't be afraid to be emotional. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. And lastly, but definitely not least, don't be afraid to be different. Because that's the most important piece of the puzzle. Try to sound like yourself. If you have a gritty, raspy voice, own that shit. Growl. Fucking just, get some blues in your veins and just fucking roll with it. If you're a dainty little, you know, falsetto queen, roll with it. Just fucking roll with it. Like, wear sundresses to your shows and leave rose petals in your wake and just rock it. Whatever you are, whoever you are, just rock it. Wear your different flag proudly through your songwriting and through your act. And also, don't fuck the delivery up. You gotta give it 100%. And that's all I'm gonna say on the matter. Peace.